Taking a look at Wisconsin's strong food and beverage industry, we're visiting today with Paul Mitchell, Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Paul, start out by giving us a snapshot of the food and beverage industry in Wisconsin.
There's a lot of food production in the state that happens, I mean, obviously with the cheese and dairy. There's other industries, the same thing. I'm thinking of the meat industry. We think of Johnsonville and the bratwurst and such like that, but there's lots of smaller meats going on there as well as other large companies. Another sector is we're a major canning and freezing of vegetables, and that industry's been going through consolidation and shrinking, but we're still a major player in that globally. There's certain parts of the world that love our canned sweet corn. We ship a lot of it to Japan. The other one is fermentation, a lot of the beverages we make. But there's a lot of pickles and pickled food. Sauerkraut's another major crop here. People don't think of those. And that's all, I would call that after the farm gate processing.
And what's the status of these businesses in the state?
There's so many specialty cheeses now. And that's a major innovation that's gone on in the dairy sector. And we're seeing the same thing going on in the meat sector as a business operation. And even in the vegetable industry, struggling with it. I think they, you know, the canned vegetables, that's just not as popular anymore. We moved much more to fresh and frozen, but especially fresh. And I think we can compete in that. We have to figure out how. And we need some more work on innovation. And these industries are working hard at this because that's what they do. Businesses always have to innovate to survive.
And our beverages?
Yeah, fermentations. I'm thinking of all the microbreweries. Again, that's another one that's we're doing very well in that. There are issues in all these industries between labor supply, technical skills, import-export issues, and things like that. These are all important, and they can impede or accelerate an industry and help us out tremendously if this sector grows even bigger.
What are the benefits of going to value-added processing?
When you produce a commodity product, you only make a little bit for each unit you produce. So each pound of Velveeta cheese you make only a little tiny bit. If you can make an artisanal cheese and sell the same number of pounds, you're getting a much thicker margin. That means more income staying in the state. That means more jobs. It usually takes more people to make that artisanal cheese. The key in all that is that creates that margin that's more income retained and captured. It's the need for innovation, and that takes a lot of thinking, and getting ahead of the curve on the innovation is very difficult. We're trying to help industry innovate, and that's the crux of the issue, is coming up with these new ideas that work.
We've been visiting with Paul Mitchell, Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.